It's been 5 months now since the Iranian presidential election ended in chaos and repression with the crushing of the Green Movement led by Mir Hossein Mousavi, who claimed that he beat Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to the top job in Tehran. With us today we have Mohsen Makhmalbaf, the celebrated Iranian filmmaker who is an unofficial spokesman for the Green Movement. He's in London to receive the 2009 Freedom to Create Prize, which was set up to promote social justice around the world. Mohsen Makhmalbaf, tell us please a little about how you see the current situation in Iran, 5 months since the election when Mahmoud Ahmadinejad returned to power in the face of much popular opposition.
I can say after election many things broke in Iran, and the main one is Iranian government somehow can control demonstration, but Iranian government cannot manage the country anymore. We believe that Green Movement will change many things in Iran. Minimum Ahmadinejad as president and maximum can change the regime. And the people that they are supporting Green Movement are very serious to change many things. Some of them are going to change president, and some of them even are going to change regime. We call all of them Green Movements, but I can say they are very serious for changing.
But is the Green Movement powerful enough to bring about real change? The impression that we have, we see these regular demonstrations with people coming out in Tehran and elsewhere, significant numbers of people, but the authorities seem capable fairly easily of crushing that dissent. How much of a challenge is that?
Yeah. You know, when happened revolution in Iran, Iranian population were 30 million. Now Iranian people are 70 million. It means 40 million of Iranian people are young. And this kind of people are very serious for freedom, for the change situation. They are influenced of internet life. They need a window to the world, and the middle class of the Iran is very serious to have opportunity for their job. And the student movement, women movement, evolution movement are involved with this Green Movement. So I can say majority of the people are very serious for Green Movement, and they are challenging this government. We believe that Green Movement will continue not only in demonstration but also in the ordinary life of the people. When the people make decision to go on strike, when the people are thinking about challenging in their job, in daily job, government, they can do many things.
Do you think that Western countries, the United States, Britain, Europe, and others, are doing enough to deal with the crushing of democracy in Iran?
I think the foreign government are more serious for atomic bomb, not for democracy in Iran. Last week I was in Washington and I had an interview with one of Obama's assistants. I sent Obama a message that you, like adult people, you think that you have very special idea for the world, but you need time to realize that, let's say in Persian again, بگو من به اوباما گفتم که تو هنوز مثل یه بالغ فکر میکنی که ایده خیلی جالبی آوردی و زمان لازم داری تا واقع گرایانه تر به دنیا فکر کنی.
I said to Obama that you are like a teenager who has just turned to become an adult, and you think that you have come up with a new idea that you can change the world in a way with your new idea and strategy?
And we think that the on the table of dealing with Iran, the international government have to think about two papers, atomic bomb and democracy. Because Green Movement believe democracy for Iran and peace for the world, and both of them belong to each other. You cannot reach to the peace with this kind of government that we have in Iran, because they are supporting terrorism in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Lebanon, in Palestine. And you could not have real deal with them. They are going to destroy it everywhere because they don't believe the life of people nowadays. You know, they don't believe to the modernism. They don't believe to the democracy. They are going to create Iran like China. They are going to have atomic bomb to continue their position for long times.
What specific measures, what could Western countries do to bring pressure to bear on the Iranian regime? Some people talk of sanctions, for example. What's your view of that?
You know, the problem is when the Bush was in USA, we had Khatami as president. When we have Ahmadinejad, they have Obama.
The timing is not right.
Yeah. We think that if we could have a democratic president in front of Obama, they can deal better than now. Or through of Iranian Green Movement, we can do pressure on Iranian government, and from outside, international government can have a smart sanction on revolutionary guard that eaten all thing in Iran, especially the economy.
What about the idea, some people say that it may be unavoidable to launch a military attack against Iran if it refuses to?
Yeah, you know, military attack will kill atmosphere of democracy in region. Because Iran is not Afghanistan. The Iranian people are educated people. They are ready for democracy. They need a small help. If you can have agreement with Ahmadinejad to stop atomic bomb is good for us and is good for the world. But we don't believe that foreign country can do this kind of deal, because if Khamenei accept to not have atomic bomb, he will lose his supporter. So he make truce. Some days he says, okay, we are ready. Some days again, they cancel.